Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the surface of this very planet we call Earth. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission. This is our AM offering coming to you on this very day, the 30th day of August in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 7 minutes past 7 a.m. in Biafra land, the same time in London, and 7 minutes past 8 a.m. here in Oslo, in Norway. We welcome you to our live program from wherever you are on this very planet Earth. We do not mind your time zone. We do not mind the continent that you're in, as long as you have satellite receptibility, as long as you have free-to-air satellite receiver, as long as you have a dish, there is no way you cannot get Radio Biafra this very morning. We are also on radiobiafra.co and all the other portals, which I will be at liberty to go into later on. But right now, I must acknowledge you. I must welcome you. I must accept very graciously your presence this very morning by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our beloved Biafrans on the western fringes of the world, those of you in the United States of America, those of you in Canada, those of you in Mexico, those in Brazil. These are the areas where we have very significant and credible presence. The rest of the places, we are still building upon them. And also, I mustn't fail to mention those of you in Trinidad and Tobago, those of you in Jamaica, those of you in all the other parts of the Caribbean who are Biafrans, proudly identifying with this very effort to restore the dignity, not just of those we Biafrans that lost very miserably and very bitterly in 67 to 70, but also the dignity of the entire Black African continent. Wherever you are, this is your platform, this is your radio station, and I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, it is my duty, my honor, my privilege to serve the wonderful people of Biafra, and in so doing, I must welcome you this very morning to our presentation, this our offering this morning. Here we worship Chukwu Abiama. Therefore, you must regard this as a service. This is our service because this is where we worship. We Biafrans are here assembled in Oslo, in Norway, where many things happened yesterday, all of them very fine ones. Our people now understand what it means to fight for freedom. People are going out boldly, proclaiming who they are, arguing before people, debating people, telling them why it is necessary that we are free as a people. That is what happened here yesterday. That very delegation was led by our own dear Lolo Karomonde. Yesterday, she was before the Norwegian parliamentarians to be able to present very succinctly and very persuasively the argument for Biafra, and that was well received as well. Everything went swimmingly well. People here said they're going to work with us. The same thing that Nonce Jirika did in Spain. The same thing now that Evangelist Lutachukwu is doing here with our people here. Also, people must do wherever they are. They have done it in the United Kingdom as well. The likes of Udochukwu, together with our COC and also a few other people, went to the British Parliament as well to go and discuss this very issue of Biafra. But we must revisit that again. The same thing that has happened in Catalonia, the same thing that is happening here in Norway, must be replicated right across the world. We are also grateful for the effort of those of them in the United States of America, led very ably by our dear brother Kenawono Nenyi, who is our national in the USA, who is based in Los Angeles. That is why we moved our capital, the headquarters of our movement, from wherever it was before, all the way to Los Angeles, and there they are making things happen. They are performing exceedingly well, and they are making sure that Biafra comes to the fore. That is what we must do. That is where we must insist upon. And each and every coordinator or groups of coordinators, all national presence we have anywhere in the world, you must endeavor to make contact with the locals, make contact with the government, go and preach this very gospel. That is what we want to see, that is what we want to hear, and that is exactly what we are going to do. Therefore, wherever you are, I ask you to tell those around you, tell them to go to their satellite, ask them to point their dish to 17 degrees east. There they will receive Radio Biafra. Also, If you are listening, or if you wish to listen via any other portal, please go to www.radiobiafra.co. If you go to biafrarestoration.com, we are there. If you download TuneIn app and search for Radio Biafra, or if you go to TuneIn website, which is simplytuneIn.com, or if you go to radioforest.net, if you also happen to go to biafravoice.com, if you go to peopleofbiafra.org, indigenous people of Biafra.org, you will get us there. If you also go to Biafra Television, if you have in the past, or if you're about to download the free Radio Biafra app, there also you will be able to receive Radio Biafra. We are the largest indigenous broadcaster. We are the largest gathering of people anywhere in cyberspace. Radio Biafra London on Facebook is the largest of its kind in the world. We are the largest in the whole world. Sometimes we don't blow our own trumpets. Sometimes when we tell you how formidable we are, a lot of people tend to maybe perhaps not quite agree with us. But some of you may be astonished to know that Radio Biafra London is the largest forum of its kind anywhere on this planet Earth. That is how big we are. That is how massive we are. When we utter one statement, when we make a comment regarding this very noble effort of ours, it reverberates all around the world. Millions of people receive it. That is the platform we have. That is the means we own. And we must judiciously apply ourselves to it. That is why we must not stop. We must continue to tell our friends about Radio Biafra, what we are doing, how they can join us, how they can form family units around them, how they can attend meetings. That way we continue to grow exponentially. That way we learn the truth to the very fact that indeed Igwebike, that is what we must do. That is what we must continue to do, because that is the only right thing for us to do. That is why wherever you are, once again, I welcome you. Wherever you are, I ask you to tell your neighbors, to tell your friends, to tell your family people around where you are that you are listening to Radio Biafra live presentation, and that you invite them to also join us. As always, we are going to run an interactive session. We do not have a local number for Norway yet. We are going to get that when our conference kicks off later on this very afternoon. What we are going to do this morning is to also come to you via the same means we have always come to you all the way from a few weeks ago. As I said to you then, this number is very, very handy. This very number is the consistent Radio Biafra number. No matter where we are, this number never changes. I said it then. I don't know how many people took this very seriously. This is the number you are supposed to have. This number never, ever changes. It is the same. This very number is +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 208 133 9976. This is the number for you to have. Welcome back, wonderful people. We are back. We are clear. We are direct to you, wherever you are on this planet Earth. And we are coming to you from Oslo once again. A very fine morning from this part of the world. We are in a conference here in Oslo, in Norway, and our people are here assembled the same way we are going to assemble in Catalonia on the 11th as well. We are arriving in Catalonia on the 10th. We are going to support our friends, the Catalan separatist movement, on a march along the streets. We are deepening our contacts with them, our relationship with them, the same way we have deepened ours with the government and parliamentarians of Norway. I would not say the government of Norway, but the parliamentarians, the lawmakers of Norway. That is why we are here. Biafrans now understand what it means to fight for freedom. They now know how to do it. This very gospel we have been disseminating on this very platform is now beginning to resonate amongst our people. Now they know what to do, and they are going out to do it. That is why you must come out today to support us. If you are here in Norway and you are a Biafran, in fact, it is a Nordic conference, all of you across Scandinavia must ensure that you descend upon Oslo this very day. Our conference starts right after this very program, 11 a.m. this very morning, it has been said. We are assembling and we are going to transmit the entire process live and direct to the world. People will be able to call us. It is not going to be a normal Radio Biafra show. People are going to call us to ask us questions. And anybody listening, any of the national executives who want to know what to do to become relevant must understand that this is the way to go. If you're a national executive, if you're a national, or you serve your country in that very capacity, you serve Biafra in that capacity, what contacts are you making? Even zonal coordinators, now we have gone to zones. What are you doing? Contacting the politicians where you are and telling them about Biafra. If BBC won't carry it and CNN will not carry it, it is therefore our duty to go and tell them. And that is exactly what we are doing. Yesterday, Karamonde stood before lawmakers here in Oslo in Norway and presented and articulated a case for Biafra. And most of them broke down and they understood where we are coming from and they pledged to do everything they can humanly possible to support our plight, because as we speak, Christians are under siege. Boko Haram are killing our people. Biafrans who are homogeneously Christians are being slaughtered. They are being killed while the world is very quiet. We need the help the same way that the US government helped Kurdish people in Iraq is how they are also going to help us if we work very, very hard. Freedom fighting is not a tea party. It is not something you just organize people for the sake of it. You must organize them with a purpose. We have that purpose. Here on this very platform, we have infused our people with the momentum, with the right frame of mind, with the right spirit to go out and canvass Biafra to the governments of the world. Wherever you are, it is your duty. If you are in Indonesia, if you are in Malaysia, which I'm going to very, very shortly in the next few weeks, and of course I will start from Indonesia, I will be in Malaysia and also in China. It is our responsibility to go and tell every government in the world about what we are going through. There are some of them who are still moral, some of them who are still sympathetic to the plight of the persecuted. Those of them who will understand that the only way to move forward is to render asunder that very hellhole on this earth, the abominable creation by one singular individual, Frederick Lugard. We must make sure that this very abomination comes to an end. We must ensure that this hellhole called Nigeria comes to an end. That is our responsibility. And from it, Biafra is going to emerge. There is nothing anybody can do about it. The prophecy that was made decades upon decades ago that said that Biafra can never be defeated, that no force on this earth can defeat Biafra, now we are laying truth to those very proclamations. We are here to say that Biafra is going to come in truth and honesty, and there is nothing anybody can do about it. The reason being that Biafra itself is the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth, because Chukwu Abiama is the one who is piloting these very affairs. We may be here in the driving seat, but the true pilot is God Almighty in heaven. That is why we have handed everything over to him. He asked us to come. We are doing the work he asked us to do. We don't lie. We don't cheat. We don't deceive. Why won't Biafra come? That is why even now, tomorrow, and forever, everything that we'll do, all that we have been able to accomplish, everything we are accomplishing now, and all we are about to accomplish in the future, we offer everything in praise, in blessing, in honor, in worship to the Almighty Chukwu Abiama, because he made it possible. By the grace of God, we are where we are today. That is why we must offer every praise and honor to Chukwu Abiama. We must offer praise to him. If you're joining us, we are welcoming you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu once again. We are here in Oslo, in Norway, for our Nordic conference, and our people have come. You know that, dear friends. They have come. We have descended upon Oslo in Norway to come here to have our conference, to come here to see how we are even going to intensify our effort to mobilize our people in this part of the world. And that effort is unrelenting. That very effort is unstoppable. We are not going to stop until Biafra comes, and even beyond that, we are going to build it. It's going to be a very civilized country, very tolerant society. Very open, very, very open. A place where people can come and seek refuge. A place where man, woman, and child, everybody has a stake in the society. A place where the head of state will not have a foreign bank account. A place where every principal officer of state, you can never travel abroad for medical treatment. Where everybody will have all their assets declared before they go into political power. Where there will be debating chambers in every community. Where reason will always prevail. Where the court will be manned or staffed by those of them who believe in the inscrutability of natural justice and fair play. Where there will be trial by jury, no singular man shall sit again and be judge and jury over the fate of other people. We must trust the people to be able to render full and just judgment in cases of dispute. We are no longer going to have the same nonsense that the British gave to us. Where one corrupt idiot is a magistrate, you determine the guilt and innocence of people, you determine who should live and who should die, thereby leading to, rampant and uncontrollable compromise and corruption of the judiciary. We will not have such rubbish in Biafra land, because in Biafra land, there will be trial by jury. The people will decide. If any of you is privileged enough to grow up in the village the same way that I did, you go there and these people decide. They don't know who the people are, the parties are. They just come look at the case on its merit and deliver judgment. That's what we're going to go back to. We are now telling the zoo how we are going to run it. And that is how you eliminate corruption. That is how you ensure equality of everybody. That is how you hold your politicians to account. That is how you make sure that nobody will think that they're above the law. Because in Biafra land, nobody, we swear it, nobody will be above the law. Everything will be subjected to the constitution of that very place. And that constitution is, there must be natural justice and fair play. Everybody, if a child is in Eket, if a child is in Calabar, if a child is in Nembe, if this very child is in Calabar, it doesn't matter where they are, they receive the same qualitative education. Everything that a child in Onitsha gets, every child everywhere else will get it. Anything a child in Warri gets is what every child all across Biafra land is going to get. There is going to be genuine equality in terms of the quality of service delivery that our people receive. You must know that. That is what we are building. We are not going to create Biafra to be like another useless, corrupt, compromised, hopeless entity like the zoo called Nigeria. Never, ever, ever. Instead, Chukwu Abiyama should strike us dead now. There is no need for us to be going ahead, wasting our time, sacrificing our families, sacrificing everything. Sacrificing our families. Just to make sure that our country comes, only for it to come and be staffed or manned by criminals and vagabonds. That will not happen. That will not happen. I left my family to do this very work. I left a very beautiful wife and a very handsome son to come and do this. Some of you, if you're privileged enough to have the type of wife that I have, you will not leave the house in the morning. I'm telling you the truth. That is how beautiful she is. But we abandoned everything. I left everything to, in order to ensure that our country comes. Everything. Everything. Therefore, we are not building a country for fools. We are building a country for those who, in the end, will be worthy to be called the children of God. Because that is what Biafra is. We are going to go ahead this very morning to bring you our news headlines. And if the barrister is able to join me on this very line, +44 758 171 2444, we shall welcome him, we shall accept him, and he shall be with us. And also, we've announced it before, we shall announce it again, or he can come to me via +44 208 133 9976. This is Radio Biafra. This is also our line today, +44 208 133 9976. We are also on +44 758 171 2444. People must pay attention because our numbers change. Our numbers change because our location change. We have changed. We are now in Oslo, in Norway, and we are welcoming you from wherever you are in the world. The time now is approximately 29 minutes to 9 a.m. here in the morning, because we are 1 hour ahead of those in London and those in Biafra land. Therefore, we are welcoming you once again. And I must very hastily move on to the news headlines today and accompanying news summary. We have the full text of Carol Chidinma Monday's, our own Lolo, address before the Norwegian Parliament on behalf of the indigenous people of Biafra. It is here on the website of Radio Biafra if you wish to read that. That very woman, the same way she has dedicated herself in the service of Biafra. She is not a Biafran. She is not married to a Biafran. But this woman has come. She has seen the injustice of her people. She is doing everything she can to rectify it. And in so doing, she is now a bona fide Biafran. She is now one of us. And she would not relent. She will continue to do this very work until Biafra comes and beyond. Anxiety in defense headquarters over the seizure of Gwoza by Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram. We are also reporting today that we are in Oslo in Norway, on what we have termed the Nordic Conference, assembling together all the Nordic countries of Denmark, of Sweden, and also of Norway. Even those of them from Finland, some of them are also here. We are here to discuss ideas and ways of how we can advance this very unstoppable force all across the Scandinavian countries. We want to make sure that Biafra resonates everywhere. We want to make sure that those of them who should be participating in what we are doing, that indeed they come out to participate. We want that to happen. We want to make sure that everybody is on board. Those of them who are born natural Biafrans, that they are part of what we are doing. In the history of freedom fighting, in the history of Biafra, of our people, what we are doing, what we have accomplished so far has never before been attempted. Never, ever before. That is why we say we are formidable. We may not be very rich. We may not have all the money in the world, but we have not failed, never ever failed, to carry out every project that we ever wanted to carry out. Never. We have always gone ahead to do it. Money or no money. Because ultimately, Chukwu Abiyama will touch the hearts of genuine Biafrans. They are his children. He knows them. He will go into their hearts and touch them. And they invariably, always without fail, support us in what we are doing. Always and without fail. That is why we are asking those people to emerge once again to go and support us. If you're asking or looking for a way to do so, go to Radio Biafra, www.radiobiafra.co. On the right hand side, you will see a donate button to be able to support us. We need it consistently on a monthly basis if you can. That is how we run our operations. That is how we do what we do. And without it, we cannot function. Please, you must continue as a duty, as a matter of course, to continue to support what we are doing, our effort, because it is necessary. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, I will welcome you. We are continuing with our news headlines, and after that, I will go into the accompanying news summary, before which we shall then open our lines to begin to take your calls. Once again, we remind you that we're in Norway. Our number is quintessentially British, of course, because it is +44, but we are in Oslo in Norway. And if you wish, we shall also get a local number for you to call later on during our proceedings today at our conference, Anxiety in the Defense Headquarters over the seizure of Gwoza by Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram. Malamu Korocha may dump Guba Rayron as he eyes the presidency. He is now getting the message that he can never win. The Malam himself, who is hell-bent on Islamizing the whole of Imo State or what is left of it. This very man, once again, is deciding not to run because that would be anyway. We're not going to go into that. We don't want to let our enemies know too much of the detail of what we intend to do. But we said there will be no election and there won't be any. That is why we must continue to do what we're doing. That is why we must, as a matter of routine, as a matter of course, continue the presentation of these very news headlines and accompanying news summary this very morning. And we are now doing so. If you want to read the full text of Carol Monday's speech to the parliament in Norway, please, please, please go to Radio Biafra website, www.radiobiafra.co. It is there. The restoration for the state of Biafra with the IPOB. We are using our own Radio Biafra and social media platform for a voice for the previously voiceless. That is what we are doing. We established Radio Biafra to do what no other radio station has hitherto been able to accomplish, to mobilize our people, to drive them towards one particular outcome, to remain focused. That is why, unapologetically, what we discuss here is Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. We do not apologize for it. That is what we are doing. That is what Carol Monday alluded to in her speech yesterday to the Norwegian parliament, because we are here in Oslo in Norway to preach this very wonderful gospel. And Norwegian parliamentarians have received that. They have received it and they will work with us. We are not making a secret because Biafra is not a secret. It was because we were bludgeoned. We were beaten into submission to say that when you want to discuss Biafra, you should be hiding it and be doing it hush hush. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way at all. Biafra is legitimate. The zoo called Nigeria is illegitimate. It is wrong. Nigeria is an abomination. Therefore, when you go out to proclaim Biafra, you must do so with every certainty. We existed before even Britain itself. Therefore, why must we be afraid to go out to say that we deserve our freedom? Why? That is why we are saying today that some Norwegian parliamentarians see sense in what we are doing. They understand the seriousness of what we are doing. They appreciate the magnitude of what we are doing. And they are giving us support and encouragement. Because freedom is good. Something happened to me yesterday on my way down here. In the aircraft from Amsterdam to Oslo in Norway. The aircraft wasn't full. But for some reason, those of them, the ticketing people, or should I say the check-in people, managed to pack a lot of people to one side. There are empty seats everywhere, but on the side of on the left hand of the aircraft where we were, there we were sitting three in a row. But there are empty seats elsewhere. But do you know human nature is very funny? Before that flight landed at Oslo, some people moved away from where they were three full on a row to go to all those empty spaces to go and sit down. Go and watch it anywhere. That is how human beings are. They always want freedom and space around them. It is natural. Therefore, what we are pursuing in Biafra is a natural phenomenon, the need to be free. We have autonomous communities where we come from because we want to reassert and reaffirm the need for personal space and independence. That's all we are trying to do. We are bringing the same mindset, the same thinking, the same philosophy, the same consistency to our pursuit for our freedom. The reason why we want Biafra is because we want to be free. Nothing more, nothing less. It has nothing to do with anything else. We want to be free. If we remain in the zoo, we will become Islamized. If we remain in the zoo, they will kill us. If we remain in the zoo, our ancient ways of life will be lost to us and future generations to come, and we cannot be able to know God enough to worship Him in truth and honesty. The reason why right now we don't worship God in truth and honesty is because we don't know Him. Everything we are doing is what we've been told to do. Nobody has taken time to discover or to rediscover our ancient ways of worshiping Chukwu Abiam and truth and honesty. That is exactly what we are also going to do, because this same Biafra will be offered up as sacrifice to the Most High God Chukwu Abiam. We will worship God with Biafra. We will worship Him with it. And forever and ever His name will be praised. Mankind, we know that He is God, that despite all the odds, despite the strength of the enemies that surround His children who are very weak and with nothing, by His mercy, by His grace, that these His children emerged to indeed bring light where once there was darkness. Africa is a continent of darkness. Through Biafra, light will be restored to it. That is why we have to do what we're doing. That the pursuit of Biafra is not just political, it is spiritual. It has been ordained in the realm of heaven that this very place must exist on earth, that truth may prevail forever and ever. That is exactly what we are doing, and nobody can stop us. No human being can. They may kill some of us. That is their business. It is their duty to do so. And we shall kill them in return. Because we believe in an eye for an eye. There is no way we will not avenge the death of our people. It is impossible. We have to do it. That next time, they will not do the same thing to us again. We are coming to all our enemies. We are coming, and behind us, we bring hell with us. Hell is coming with us as well. We have suffered enough. We have been killed enough. We continue. Our conference in Oslo kicks off 11 a.m. this very morning. People are assembled from everywhere. The contingent, or the contingency, I would say, from Ireland is quite impressive. From Cork, to be precise, very, very impressive. They are here. So are people from other places as well. And we are here to do this very conference, which we must do. And we are here to also let the world know that we are in Oslo, in Norway today. And from here, Biafra will be proclaimed once again to the hearing of the whole world. We are unstoppable. We said we don't retreat, we don't surrender. People don't understand what it means. It means we can never, ever stop until Biafra comes. Never. No compromise, no retreat, and no surrender. There are some people behind me. Any day I turn around and tell you, nah, no, here, there is another way to do it. The next person behind me should shoot me dead, and then those that are alive should keep marching on. We don't stop, we don't retreat, we don't surrender. There is no stopping until Biafra comes. No stopping. Biafra must come. It must come. We continue. There is serious anxiety at the defense headquarters, DHQ, following the capture of Goza and neighboring towns in Borno State by the terrorist sect Boko Haram a week ago. This is even as the Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Kenneth Minima, is said to be leading troops to reclaim Goza and other parts of the state occupied by terrorists. He is leading the troops. No wonder they are failing. A major general in the zoo, or is it a lieutenant general in the zoo, is nothing but a glorified criminal. They cannot fight a war. They are not military tacticians. They don't have the heart. They don't have the motivation to go and fight, because the only thing that motivates people in the zoo is corruption. Once there is a means to steal money, you see them, they become galvanized. But ask them to do something as out of a sense of duty or patriotism that will benefit other people. No, it's not these people. Once it comes to corruption, if you tell them now that if you go and capture Goza, your Swiss bank accounts will grow, you see what they will do. You need to motivate them with money. If there is no money, they won't fight. That is in their nature. Minima to go and lead the troops. Since when? Why can't a Yoruba man come and lead it? They are lieutenant general. They are generals from Yoruba land. How come I'm not hearing about a brave zoo soldier commanding men against Boko Haram? The answer is because they are cowards. The only thing we Biafrans lack is weapons. If we have the weapons, we will overrun these useless people. They are nothing. Nigerian army is nothing, I tell you. They only terrorize civilians. If you don't have a gun, you see them, they become very, very powerful. And that was the mistake that the militants of the coastal regions of Biafra land did. They were not organized enough to mount any credible campaign. If we have half of their weaponry, the Zulu army cannot enter the Biafra land. They can't. And it's not too late. You see what is going to happen. You will see what will happen. When you go away, we want to be remembered as those that said they would do something and they did it. The same way we've been doing it all this while. They must know that. We continue. The leader of the Boko Haram sect, Abubakar Sekau, had on Sunday in a video declared an Islamic caliphate republic in the northeast with its headquarters in Goza. The same thing ISIS is doing. They have declared a caliphate, and it is the stated aim of the caliphate to keep spreading Islam by force through jihad, to keep killing people until Sharia law is enshrined in all parts of the present zoo and even beyond. And given that Biafra land is the only piece of territory untainted by these vandals, it is our God-given right to protect that very land from the encroachment of Islam. We must protect our land. We have to. If it means that we all perish, so be it. We will all perish. After all, we believe in heaven. When we go to heaven, we will tell Chukwu Abiyama that time we died defending what you asked us to defend. He will not send us to hell then, will he? This is something you need to understand. We must stand and defend that very territory. Israel is doing the same today, defending his territory. We must also do the same, because our land is also the dwelling place of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. We continue. The inability of the military to overpower the insurgents during the Battle of Supremacy at Gamboru, Ngala. During the battle, no fewer than 480 soldiers fled into Cameroon in what the Zulu army called tactical maneuver. If you are a coward in the face of your enemies, if you retreat with fear, in the Zulu it is called tactical maneuver. That goes to show you that the military officials or the Apaches, those of them that run things in the Zulu army, that they are indeed cowards. Somebody is running away from battle. Every military journal you can ever come across, none of them tells you that to abandon any battle in the face of the enemy, run into a neighboring country, is tactical maneuver. I have never come across it before. But in the Zulu, it is called tactical maneuver. Tactical maneuver, my foot. Mad, mad people. We continue. The source further disclosed from the DHQ that this has made the chief of army staff to quickly round off his store of army formations in the country and proceed to Borno State on Thursday to handle the situation. Consequently, it has been learned by a national newspaper that serious air bombardment has since commenced. They are listening to Radio Biafra, which sustained heavy fighting by land troops with the hope to chase out all fugitives and restore order. Now they are deploying air assault in their own country. These are the only people capable of doing that. You are bombing your own people from the air. That is the tornado that the British sent to them. How come they have not resumed any air bombing until the British sent them 3 tornadoes? In secret, of course. That is what they are now using to go and conduct aerial bombardment. Because we asked them, why is it that you cannot bomb Boko Haram when you bombed Odi? Didn't you? From the air. Complete bombardment with a Hausa general. You can see them Hausa troops, you know, very, how can I put it, very relaxed in the approach to killing people in Biafra land once again in Odi. Can anybody remember that? They deployed their jets to go and bomb people. Now it is Hausa Fulani land. They've been very, very reticent, very, very reluctant to deploy air power all this while until the British gave them aircraft, because they don't have any themselves. Nigeria, they have no military aircraft. They don't have any jet bombers to go and face Boko Haram. Mad people. We continue. The Malam is at it again. Malam Rocha Sokorocha is at it again. I don't know what this Hausa fathered man has to say this time around. It appears that this very Malam himself, even his picture, this man, in everything that he does, he is Hausa Fulani. Even his dressing, in this very picture on Radio Biafra website, is amazing. It's amazing. He is now contemplating not running for the governorship seat anymore come 2015. Instead, he might be opting for the highest position in the land, the presidency. The indication was dropped by Okorocha yesterday during an interaction with some newsmen at the government house in Owerri. The governor said after several months of keeping silence over the issue, he had concluded plans to take a shot at the presidency under the platform of the APC because he knows he can never, ever win. He will never win. He is a Malam. He is Hausa Fulani. He has been unmasked. He will no longer run. And all those deals that he assembled, calling themselves Biafrans, all those fools that came together to try to Islamize us even further, to bring Islam into Biafra. God will destroy all of these people. God will destroy them and their families because they're evil men. Try to bring Islam into Biafra land through Rocha Sokorocha. God will punish all of them. They know who they are. We don't want to dignify them by calling their names, but everybody knows who they are. These Islamic Biafrans using the sacred, the same thing that Owasrika attempted and failed. They can see that Owasrika has failed. Using the name of Biafra to go and do something else other than what it was intended for or designed to do, which is to free the children of God from bondage. You use Biafra to go and serve Okorocha, to serve APC, Boko Haram, Hausa interest. God will punish all of you. All of you, one after the other. We continue. This man is saying he's no longer going to run, that there nevertheless is intense pressure on him to continue for a second time. Every time there's a second time, everybody claims there is pressure on me to do second time, third time, fourth time. Everybody, always. If Satan comes and holds on to power in the Zulu, You will see people, you will see Christians campaigning for him to go for third time. I mean, Ekwensu, Satan, devil. If the devil were to come today and be in a position to be handing out a few pennies every month by way of allocation sharing, they will say, please continue. That is why Africa is very poor. Do you know that African people, we don't have any ideology we can hold on to? People don't believe in something and hold on to it. No, people only hold on to things that can bring instant financial gratification. Instant. Nobody does anything out of a sense of duty and honor. There is no honor. There is no duty. We are going to teach them. We are teaching them on Radio Biafra that you can have honor. You can have decency. You can have honor, believe you me. And do everything you're doing because of what is to come. Nihin and Kiluka. We continue. We are reporting also that the late Dr. Samuel Enemo, new diplomat, had Ebola virus. The River State Commissioner for Health, Dr. Samson Parker, says the late, this is somebody's name, Dr. Samson Parker. Oh God, black people in Africa. Anyway, let's continue. Says the late Dr. Samuel Enemo, who treated Olukoye. Olukoye is a Yoruba sounding name, but from Liberia. A Nigerian diplomat who treated Olukoye is a Nigerian diplomat with the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, was aware that the diplomat was a carrier of the deadly Ebola virus. This is the diplomat who died having met the one from that they sent, that pharmaceutical company sent from Liberia to come and kill off everybody. The commissioner stated this during a press conference in Port Harcourt on Friday evening. Parker said he had received the late Dr. Patrick Sawyer in Lagos upon developing the symptom, confided in a female colleague called Lillian, who contacted the late Enemo. It was after contact was established with Dr. Enemo that Olukoye flew to Port Harcourt to see him. To conceal his movement, Koye, who had been quarantined among other people for having primary contact with the late Dr. Sawyer, the Liberian American who transmuted the Ebola virus into the zoo, sneaked out of the isolation unit where he was being observed and took a flight to Port Harcourt and switched off his phone so that he could not be reached or traced should he answer a call. On arrival in Port Harcourt, he said Koye checked into Mandate Gardens, a local hotel in the Rumokoro area in Obiakpo, local government area. The hotel is within the Rumokoro area where Dr. Nemo's private health facility, Sam Steel Clinic, is located. Parker added, from what we have gathered so far, Dr. Nemo, knowing that Koye was positive of the Ebola virus, took some measures of precaution to protect himself while treating Koye. Knowing the enormity of what he was doing, Nemo, upon Koye's departure for Lagos, poured bleach all over the room that Koye slept in order to sanitize the place. That is rubbish. It won't work. He said the disease, after having developed the symptom, approached a colleague for treatment at Good Heart Hospital along Evo Road in Jere. He said Nemo did not tell the doctor that he was treating him, that was treating him the truth. He didn't tell this other doctor the truth, saying that he had merely told him that he had fever. Parker said he lied. He did not tell the doctor that he was that he had. Oh my God, this is terrible. This Dr. Nemo who died, he was treating Olukoye. Olukoye, I believe, is a Yoruba man. He came to Port Harcourt, brought the Ebola virus to Port Harcourt. Now Dr. Nemo is dead. Even the doctor that was treating Dr. Nemo was not told that Dr. Nemo himself had Ebola virus. What is going to become of that doctor, I do not know. Obama is a black president in America. There is a drug that was used to treat white people. That drug worked. Now what they are saying is that they cannot sanction the same drug to be used on black people in Africa. But Obama is the president of America, is a black man. They say, Obama. If some of you were jumping up and down when he won, had it been a white man who is at the White House, that drug would be made available to Africa. I can tell you that categorically. It will be made available. If it was George Bush who was there, I'm telling you, that drug will be made available in its primary state. They used it on white people and they survived. That was what the pharmaceutical companies wanted. They wanted to see, they wanted to show the world that they can culture a disease, bring it to the world market, so to speak, kill as many people as possible with it, and then in the process also make money. because they are a pharmaceutical company. They have to make money. Now, people can survive having taken this treatment in America, but those of you in Africa are being allowed to die. And the black man is the president. I said to people, that is the same thing as voting for somebody who is in your village because he's your uncle. It doesn't mean he has the finest policies. Obama is at the White House, and black Africans are dying of a disease that they have the cure in America. Amazing, isn't it? Anyway, we are black people. What do we know? What do we know? We continue this very morning. If you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra. We have brought to conclusion our news headlines and accompanying news summary. We are now going to open our lines. We also reported yesterday, like the ISIS, Boko Haram are beheading Christian men in Gaza. Christian men are being beheaded. This news we broke yesterday. They are being killed, but some of you may not listen because there is so much killing that killing somebody no longer constitutes news anymore. And moreover, we are black people from Africa. What do we know about having empathy to understand the plight of the people, their pain and their suffering? If we do not stop Boko Haram, we are doomed. Boko Haram is another version of ISIS. Our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra. On a day we are coming to you live and direct from Oslo in Norway. Our line here, if you wish to join us once again, this very fine morning is +44208133 9976. I repeat, +44208133 9976. We are also on Radio Biafra. We are on Radio Biafra 1 on Skype. We are on Radio Biafra 1 on Skype. If you call us there also, you will be able to get us. We will be able to take your call, and we shall bring it to the hearing of the whole world, because we are here to disseminate this very fine information that will lead us to getting Biafra. That is what we want to do. That is exactly what we are going to do. And our lines are now open, with the time now standing at approximately 2 minutes, or should I say a minute to 9 a.m. here in Oslo in Norway, a minute to 8 a.m. in Biafra. And let's go to Biafra as well. And I believe the caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me? No, they are not paying attention, or they wanted to test the line to see. Let us go and see if the barrister is able to join us. The barrister is able to join us. The line came and went. I suggest the barrister call us back again if he is able to do so. I encourage him to call us back. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. Radio Biafra 1 is open. Our line also is open. I think the barrister is about to come to us. Let us go and see if we are able to bring the barrister on board. The very eminent barrister at law, Barrister Mamizu. Barrister, can you hear me?
Good morning, Barrister.
Good morning. Good morning, Barrister.
Good morning, fellow dear friends. A good morning to all of you, especially those in Norway. Director, I was hearing Uche Mefo last night. He spoke right until 1 a.m. But I was busy with paperwork. I was a bit distracted until Uche Mefo finished. I said this morning, I wait for director. In so doing, I slept late. But as soon as I hear you reading the news, I said, let me wait until you finish, but I'm here. Fellow Biafrans, I thank all of you wherever you are, because Radio Biafra is very magnetic. No matter how much you try to see if you can momentarily keep away, it's impossible. No matter how you try to see, if you can have some few sleep, that spirit will kick you up for what you are doing. I thank all of you, all the support our people are giving, wherever they are. The interest, the enthusiasm generated here on Radio Biafra and to the entire indigenous people of Biafra. I heard all Uche Mefo was saying last night, how our people are mercilessly being killed on a daily basis, evening, afternoon, morning, by this sect, Boko Haram. Our people are dying just for the sake of amalgamation. We are in our own peace before the satanic individual called Lugard came with tricks, with all amount of cover-ups to come and deceive, dissuade our people into a concoction, into a contraption, into an evil unit called Nigeria. And since then, our people have never stopped dying by bringing death upon Biafrans. Chukwuebiamah will never spare this guy wherever he's lying dead. Wherever his family is, they will never allow him to have that rest anybody who does should have. The way our people are being treated abroad, at home, is no longer tolerable. As such, all of you out there in Oslo, speak out. Unfortunately, not all of us that are there, but some of you who are there, be bold to speak out. Be bold to stand for those who could not be able to do so whilst we are here in this country looking over and shadowing our people. We cannot all be there. But we are here representing the same interest. Chukwuebiamah bless every Biafran. Those who are still alive in the zoo, do your best to move away from this evil deed has been meted upon us, innocent people, young men and women, that do not know where this particular amalgamation was contracted. Chukwuebiamah should look up on his people so as to keep us away from all this death and destruction that was placed before us. My heart bleeds when I imagine how Christians are beheaded, when I imagine how fellow Biafran, my own blood, have been beheaded. It disturbs me a lot. It doesn't give me peace of mind. It does not make me sleep. I keep turning and tossing because my own kind has been violently killed for just no cause. Just because I don't want to be Islamized. Just because I don't want to be Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. Just because I'm a Christian, just because I'm a Biafran. Just because we don't have the same culture, we don't have the same custom. We don't look alike. We don't have the same aspirations. Just because I belong to a different tribe altogether. And I'm being slaughtered, enslaved, children murdered, girls kidnapped, pregnanted, in order to bring further Hausa Fulani generation via my own people. Chukwuebiamah, we've called upon you every time, daily, morning, evening, and night, to see this injustice. Only now we are remembering to go and use their aircraft. After we have spoken just 2 weeks ago, when the British, as always, smuggled in tornadoes. You always get British interest where there is death, where there is fight, where there is hunger. Their interest is represented. And then on the television, they turn around, donate £2, donate £3. And the cause of all this, we are suffering in Africa. They are still asking you to donate. It's a big shame. Chukwuebiamah will one day judge the British in all the atrocities they've committed all over Africa. One day, the power they have will soon fail off them. Then they realize that they are human beings and they bleed as well. For human beings will decide to lord it over other human beings. Whilst at home, we preach justice. Director, let me stop here. Good morning,
Barrister, and thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open. If you call us, you will be able to join us If you wish to participate, then you know the number to call. Our Skype lines are also open. We are on Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. We are on Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. If you call us, we must and should be able to take your call. And also, we are on the line on +44 208 133 9976. We go over to Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, my director, and good morning to Biafrans all over the world.
Good morning.
This is Ebia Sogwa. I'm calling from Jerusalem, Israel, this morning.
Thank you. Right.
First and foremost, I want to announce the Women Worldwide meeting that will be coming up tonight by 8 p.m. Biafra time. And if you are joining us for the first time, please, you can reach us through Ngozi. You can reach us through Madu 1040. The Madu goes M-A-D-U 1040. Please, I urge women all over the world to come and join us and see what other women are doing. It's an educative meeting. It's an intellectual meeting also. And it's a meeting that every woman should be able to come and join in, for us to get back our freedom. And also, I want to thank our sister, our beloved Lolo Karomonde. It's really, really awesome having her in our midst. She's really, really trying. And this is also a character worthy of emulation to all our Biafran women. If somebody, a British woman, can stand up for us, what about us? We should also stand up for ourselves. We should also contribute to what we are doing. She is the person that has Biafran to heart. Then what are our women doing? It ought to be encouraging for us to come and join her in what we are doing. Other than that, I want to put hands on what El Rufai, that is being tagged a Boko Haram terrorist. Why won't he be tagged? He was crying that his son died of car accident few weeks ago. He's even lucky that he saw the corpse of his son. If not, the birds of the air would have fed on his flesh. Why is he crying? We are being killed in masses. Many of us never see the corpse of our beloved ones. They are being, the caterpillar is what that always dig their grave, and they will be buried just like that. And nobody mourns them. They die in a very strange land where evil exists. And he's crying. This is how all this money they are packing, they will never enjoy it because their children will die in their own very hands. We are not asking Malam Okorocha to, you know, power pushes. You know, some people are stupid. They are being driven. There is this force behind power that if you don't hold back yourself, you will be led astray. Look at what is happening to Wazurike. These are men that are being pushed by power. They can't resist power. When they are in power, they think the world are in their palms. They can do whatever thing they want to do. They hold life. They hold death. It's just a blink of eye and you're gone. He can do whatever he wants to do in government. All those people, if you trace their lineage, you would see that there is somewhere their blood has stained. They may not be full. If not, how can you, a Biafran, nurtured by a Biafran woman, born by a Biafran man, ever go and borrow a heritage, borrow someone else's tradition, and you suppress your own people with it? This is very, very stupid. I can't imagine what our leaders are doing to us. Now he thought that the governorship post is even too little for him. He wants to go for it. You know that when God wants to deal with people, just like Pharaoh, he hardens their hearts. He hardens his heart when they are telling him, let my people go. God will still harden his heart so that he will go and do that he wants to do. This is what is happening to them, my director. At times, God hardens their heart to prove that he is God. He won't, if he doesn't do this miracle, people will not believe that he is God. So God is hardening the heart of these our stupid leaders that has turned themselves to Boko Haram itself. God is hardening their heart so that he will prove that he is God. If he should do it just like that, we may not see his handwork upon our lives. You know, this calling that you are doing now is like the days of Noah, when he built an ark and he was asking everyone to come and join him. People think he's stupid. People were laughing at him, but he was getting his own people prepared. His family joined him. This is what is happening now. You have an IPOB family. They're joining us. And many of us are thinking, hey, they're stupid. Till the day the door of the ark will be shut, that you cannot enter and the flood will come and carry you. This is what is happening now. We won't beg them to join us, but I know there is a day of reckoning when they will not even have that time. It will be very, very late for them. The best of the earth is going to eat. Why are they talking in here, Jirika calling him? Why didn't he speak so long? We knew everything that is happening in as much as we decide to keep quiet. What we need to do is to be pushing on. I urge every Biafran, let's keep pushing on. Let's not relent and let us not like give up on what we are doing, because the time is coming. Those people, God is going to harden their heart to really prove that he is God. We are not going to say anything about Malam Okorocha. Let him do what he is doing. But our people should be smart. Look at the barracks now. Even the commander was killed. When I was a child, when there is crisis, I used to know that people run to the barracks and they are safe. And after crisis, you come out. It doesn't happen now. Even if you go to the barracks, you are gone. It's better you run elsewhere than going to the barracks. If the annual people are very stupid, you are that in the north and thinking they will protect you. If the barrack that you are to run to is not being protected, how then are you going to survive? So it's better you start going back. And for the Christians that are being cooked, let me tell you, my director, at times I don't pity outside Christians that are being slaughtered. Do you know why? During the war or during the time, you know, before it was a tribal war. And then it became a political or economic war. Those days, even those Christians, they joined hands in killing our children. They joined hands in killing our mothers, pregnant mothers. Once you don't know how to speak Hausa, you are gone. Nyamini, they will kill you. But now it has turned back to them. They are eating their own flesh and drinking their own blood. I'm sorry, their children, but let them suffer it. At times, it's the blood of 3.5 million children that were starved to death. That is, you can't imagine what it means whenever I look at the footage. 3.5 million being killed through starvation. You know what it means? When you see Israel, they're hiding their heart. They deal with Arabs without even looking back. You know the story of the Holocaust. 6 million of them being killed. And you tell them not to defend themselves. When they see the anger in us, they question, why should we? Why shouldn't we? 3.5 million starved to death. No arms to defend ourselves. And they are saying this. Time is really, really coming. I'm telling you, my director, anybody that is a hardcore Biafran, you see, even if he's 10 years old, he knows what Biafra is all about.
We have lost Ebi for a second. We have lost her. Very fine speaker, very, very good, dedicated Biafran. Always a pleasure to hear from her. The line went there. We have a caller on the other line. We have a caller on the phone. This other caller also on Skype. Stay where you are. The caller on the phone calling us from +2. Is it 277 or 271? I don't know. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good morning, director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
My name is Chukwude Chidobele Obioku, the new coordinator of South Africa.
South Africa coordinator. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Omundo village, Okekiti, in Edenmili, South Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, director, I want to use this opportunity to congratulate you for what you are doing.
Thank you.
And all Biafra, all over the world. And people are complaining about South Africa, that they are not doing well. Director, I promise Biafra all over the world, this is a new regime of new national coordinator. But by next month, Director, I will show you guys that South Africa is going to do well, more than they are doing before.
That's good.
And I promise you, Director, and Biafra all over the world, there is a lot of Biafras in South Africa. We do not want to come out. But I'm pleading on behalf of South African Biafras. Only time that we need, just a little time, Biafra South Africa will buckle up and follow others.
Thank you very much. We like that. It gladdens our hearts to know that our people are finally rising up in South Africa. It was quite a big shame. that despite the presence and the number of our people there, that they couldn't come up to do anything meaningful in South Africa of all places. That is what tends to happen sometimes when people lose their way, but it is a good thing also that a new regime is now in place and pledging to work very hard to raise our people who are there. We are building a family worldwide. The indigenous people of Biafra worldwide is a global phenomenon. Global phenomenon. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello, director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. I can hear you loud and clear. That means the whole world is also hearing your voice. Please go ahead.
Yeah, director. Good afternoon from Malaysia.
And good morning from Oslo, Norway. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Oji Chidebere. I'm from Ejinite in Mbise, in Imo State, Biafra land. By the grace of God, I am the servant of indigenous people of Biafra. I'm the secretary here in Cheras in Malaysia branch. Yeah. Director, you're a hero. You are a hero. You are God sent. You are God sent. I don't have much to say now, Director. I reserve all my comments in the night, but I have to thank you so much because you really shake Malam Rochas Shakao Okorocha in Imo State. You really shake him. At least we have to tell him that we are bigger than him. Nobody, no person, no single person can be bigger than a nation.
Impossible.
Biafra is a nation.
Yes.
Thank you, Director. I reserve my comment tonight. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you very much. And you too. God bless you too, my dear brother. We have somebody else on the line. There are people calling us all over the place as we expect them to. This is Radio Biafra. Of course it is. The caller on the other Skype line, can you hear me? You're getting through to us via Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Okay, good morning, Director. My name is Nnamdi Onwumeru. I'm calling from Vienna, Austria.
From Vienna in Austria, you are part of this very family in Austria. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Director, I just want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting today to all Biafrans in Austria that are racing, especially in Vienna, that they should come out and join us today in our meeting today that will happen in Izu restaurant in Maidrin by U4, that they should come and join us, and we have our family meeting today, and we have a lot of things to discuss, and also we want to put in into our we want to put more strength into our coordinating system in Vienna so that we come up and rise and expand our evangelism to many parts of Austria, but we plan to put our house in order so that we can be able to move further in different parts of Austria. So, and I'm calling all Biafrans in Austria to, especially in Vienna, to come out today and bring their ideas so that we can move forward for restoration of Biafra. There's nothing again we are talking about. There's nothing again we are discussing about. All we are discussing about is how to restore Biafra, how to get to our land Biafra. So we need each and every one of everyone. We need each and every one idea, not financial, and your idea is most important. So come out and join us. Thank you for the letter, for your good work, and for all you are doing for our people. It's a really long time I've been trying to get you, but I'm happy today that I get you to announce our meeting. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Nnamdi. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. These are the people that hosted me when I went to Vienna in Austria. They are part of the family in that part of the world as well. Wherever you are, this is your platform. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you today live and direct from the city of Oslo, the capital of Norway, where we are having a conference. The Nordic conference is happening here, and we are assembled from all over Europe. We have come here to deliberate, to discuss, to look at ways whereby all the Nordic countries will be able to pull in one direction to do this very work, to go and work diligently, that the name of the Almighty God Chukwu Abiam will be praised forever and ever in the land that he gave to our ancestors, Therefore, we are making our platform open. This very gathering opens, I think it is almost immediately after this very morning broadcast. We are starting, they said it's 11 o'clock, which I think is a bit too early, but we want people to assemble so that we can begin to have our small meetings, our group meetings, before we go into the main one, which we shall then broadcast to the whole world. We will come to you live and direct from the venue of our conference, our deliberations. Those of them we have considered necessary to make public, we shall do so. We shall do so. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we welcome you. We ask you to come and be part of what we are doing. The number for us, for you to call this very morning, if you want to be part of what we are doing, is +44 208 133 9976, +44 208 133 9976. That those of them that thought they couldn't fall by the wayside, they are falling by the wayside. Even the Malam himself, his reign has come to an end, because he shouldn't have been there in the very first place. We are on Radio Biafra 1 and also on Radio Biafra as well, also on Skype. And the other telephone number, should you wish to call it, is +44 758 171 2444. And this is Radio Biafra. As part of our news headlines today, we are reporting that Okorocha is no longer going to participate in the politics of our people, and that is how we want it to be. Let us see if we have this caller on the line. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Yeah, director.
Yes, please. Your name, please, and where you're calling us from.
Good morning, Joshua. My name is David from Boyin State, calling from Germany.
From Germany. David who? What Otter. Is your surname?
Otter.
Okay, David Otter. Please go ahead.
Yeah, director, I have to say good morning to you today and to all the Biafrans all over the world.
Good morning.
I pray to God he will keep guiding you, because each time I want to get worried over you, he said to me that I should not be worried, because he is the one that put you over there, and your ways is always before him. I have a full message for the people. And I just want my people to listen, because this word goes to the coordinators all over the world, as I have seen it. For my eyes was open, and I was be able to see many sheet of papers with the handwriting all over them. And when I asked what this means, he said to me that many people may fall apart, that the wind shall blow, and the weaker ones shall fall apart, because we are getting to a strong point of everything. Because people talk about Jonathan crisis all over the zoo, but he told me that Jonathan's problem is not the crisis, the Boko Haram. Jonathan's problem is you, is the Biafrans. That is his problem. You know all he have done to stop this movement, but he can never stop this movement, but he can never stop to try. He have think, and he have been advised by many people to the extent that he was thinking about going ahead to bribe many nations that they may stop your movement. But he fell, and he see that he can't walk. Now these papers with handwriting that I see, this handwriting, when I ask a question, what does it mean? I was made to know that this is a letter that many people shall receive many texts and fell apart through the texts that they receive if they are not strong enough. And you will be disappointed. Many people will disappoint you, not because they want, but because they can't stand the wind. That is why many shall fail. So I want to let every coordinator from the any post that you're handling, do not be weak. We are getting to the highest time. It's a time that you encourage yourself and be vigilant. Be aware of people that you met, people that come to your union, or people that come to you, because they are preparing for another style in order to get our people weak. And again, I said, this is the word. He said to me, somebody was saying the other day about the manifestation of Biafran have been manifesting from spirit. I was told of the manifestation of Biafran from the year 2009, to, from the year 1999, I mean. Year 1999 was the year that Biafran began to manifest in spiritually. It was on September, middle of September, was the time that Biafran began to exist in spiritually. Yes. When I see Obasanjo was there, Ojukwu was there, as I was told by him, not by man. I see everything. There was a great joy all over the world. Even the trees rejoice with us. The noise lasted on my head completely 2 days. I was shocked. I can't be able to talk. I got confused 2 days. I don't know what to do. That the same day was the day that I was told about the piece of land which belonged to Biafran, that the land shall be given to another people. I never know the name of the land. I don't know nothing, but I was told about it. That the same day, he told me that the land will be handed over to another people. I said, why? He said that I should see it when time comes. And I asked, will the land belong to the people forever? He said he will not answer the question by that time, that I should see by myself. Then the question will be answered. That the same day is the day that I saw the map of Biafran, as you, director, always said. Director, when I was told about your coming, because I like to ask him questions, I said, how will I know in this dangerous world that we are, how will I know when he come? He said that he will let me know, that I will hear his voice and I will know that he is the one. That is why sometimes when I text you, I say, you are the one. And that was the day that he told me your name. People made mistake. They call you Moses. But he said, that is not your name. That he was choosing to call you by a new name. And that name is Joshua. He said, he is the man that should lead us to the promised land. I wish my people can understand.
They will understand.
This voice have been repeating itself for 22 years. Sometimes I got confused, but he said that he's a must that his people shall return, because we shall not continue to serve him in a strange land. When I look around myself, I remember, I wept and I cried when I remember the Zion, where I dwell with him in fullness, where he showed me himself, he speak to me 24 hours of the day. Those days when I wake up, people ran to me and said to me, what today will be? What did I see about today? I tell them there will be rain or there will be sun. That the same God want to let you people know, my people, do not be stingy and do not keep asking questions. For you, as far as the Lord live, and as far as I live, as he have spoken, No one shall be left aside. For he shall make the land so dry that you will have no option but to return to where you belong. This is his word. Before the rector come there, he had determined. The document I saw 1999 was signed by Obasanjo. And when the land, the day that I hear the discussion about the land, they call it Bakassi Peninsula. I think so. I was hear this news and I was shocked. And he said to me, why are you shocking? Why you have been told about all this? I said, Father, because I don't know the name of the place. And the same day that the land was handed over to these people, I asked the same question. Father, will this land remain with these people forever? He said, no, that the land shall be restored back to us. I said, how? He told me. And which I will tell the rector when I shall see you face to face.
And that will be very, very soon, David. Very, very soon. And I'm very, very grateful. It is a good thing to know that we have many people who can see things amongst us. That is where Biafra is going to come. When we say that Biafra is the holy land, people don't understand it now. These are the, you know, visible attributes of what it means to be a Biafran. We see things that others cannot see because we are the children of the Most High God. We came straight from heaven. We descended direct from heaven. We have a caller on the phone. David, thank you very much. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? You have been waiting for a very long time and I appreciate your wait. Can you hear me? Please go ahead. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Justin Chikezie. I'm calling from Mozambique.
Justin Chikezie from the Mozambique. Please go ahead.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes, Justin, go ahead. We are listening. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
My brother, I would like first and foremost to commend you for the good work you're doing.
Thank you. Chukwa
Biana will bless you and the rest of the team in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to say something about our well-known Malam Okorocha. He is a man, I call him a child of circumstance, but very unfortunate that he has felled the land of Biafra. He has felled himself, but not us. His foolishness has caught him up. All the things he has done in Imo State will bounce back to him. Because the God we serve is a God that repays evil for evil. Whatever he has done in Imo State, all the bad things will come back to him. And I want to use this opportunity as well to call on all the Biafrans all over the world to rise up to this call. It is time to fight the battle. It is time for the state of Biafra to be restored. God has blessed us abundantly. He has blessed all Biafras all over the world. There is no country you will go that you will not see a Biafran that has triumphed. So it is time for us to bring our resource, whatsoever we have, to fight this battle. A lot of people say our friends, the force, itself. What they did was to set the ladder for us to climb on. And it is time for us to climb on that ladder and restore the land. May God bless you and the rest of the team.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
We shall actualize what we are fighting for,
see,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
He said, that was a caller from Mozambique. That goes to show that we cover the whole world. There is nowhere people do not listen to Radio Biafra. We are a phenomenon. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Your name, please, and where you are calling us from.
Are you talking to me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you, my dear brother, please. Your name and where you're calling us from.
Okay. Good afternoon to every Biafran. My name is Chukwu Gozie Achusem, and by the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, the new coordinator of the indigenous people of Biafra in Pakistan.
In Pakistan. I'm thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm from OKTT.
Yes.
And the Deputy local government.
Thank you very much. OKTT. Yeah. Thank you. Go ahead. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Director, please, I know for a long time Pakistan has been slackened due to the situations here. And I promise by the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama that I will rally around my people that from next month, Pakistan will not be disappointing anymore.
You see, we pray for that.
And I use this opportunity to talk to all my brothers in Pakistan to wake up. What we are passing through is an eyesore. But I know that, like the Igbo proverb said, Anuko Momri on Obo Fufu. Let them come out in mass. Let them come out in mass. Because it's a shameful thing that what is going on, what we are passing through, as people that is living, but we are like a walking corpse every day. Here, we are having difficulties. Even as I'm telling you here now, we have two dead bodies about to be sent home. And what are they doing? The so-called people who is looking after us, they cannot even to give ordinary paper, NOC, is very difficult for them.
We have two of our people dead in Pakistan?
Yes, two dead bodies now lying, which we have to take home. Because we never allow our beloved ones to be buried here.
So I want to understand, I just want to understand this. Are they Biafrans or are they Igbo people? Which one are they?
They are Igbo people. One is in Islamabad, where I am. Another one is in Lahore.
What happened? Did they die of natural causes or was it terrorist activity? What happened?
No, they are sick.
Okay.
They are sick. Okay. You know? Okay. And so we are having a lot of difficulties. And you know, one thing, like when we are going to United Nations, I was telling people, Director, believe you me, the first time we go to United Nations, the bus was full. But after that, when you call for meeting, they will not turn up. Then I was deputy coordinator here. My former coordinator, Mr. Ugochukwu, though he was very busy, though he's still among us, but he was not always around. So I become a new coordinator here. He's still one of us. So, but I want to use this opportunity to tell my people to come out. Let us work together. Let us work together. As an Agwon on Akreka. Our people should stop sleeping. No matter what happened, no amount is too small to support Biafra. Even if you don't have money, come out.
Come out. Even if you don't have money, you come out. We're not. Money is not everything, please. Only those who can afford will be required or be appealed to. It does not matter. Onyenwe Maduka, Onyenwe Ego. It's as simple as that. We want the people to come out. Not your money. If you can't afford it, it doesn't matter. Come out. That is what we're asking you to do. Go ahead.
This is my fight with them. If you don't have money, we know you don't have money. Your idea might bring a very good thing to this discourse.
Of course, I agree with you. I agree.
So this is what I want to use this opportunity to talk to them, because I know most of them are even silent listeners. I know they are hearing my voice. They know me. And I want to call the name they used to know me. They call me Amani. In Pakistan, everybody know me as Amani. But why I changed that name? Because they say Biafra is truth. When I was speaking to my Asian rep, Mr. Nebedum, I told him, I cannot be using nickname while coordinating my people. That is why I changed my full name to Chigozie Achusem.
Of course.
So in case of those who will be surprised, say, why you are no more Dr. Commissioner Amani? I say, yes, I'm still December. This is my rename because now I am doing something for the real people.
Yes.
Because Biafra is real.
It's real. So you use, use a real name, of course. You have.
Yes, because I don't have to fear. And I want to use this opportunity to, because I know that my brother who called from South Africa, they also the new coordinator in South Africa. More grace to your elder brother. Let us keep working together. Biafra shall come. Thank you very much, Director. And thank all the people of indigenous people of Biafra. May Chukwu Abiam bless every one of you.
Isem, and especially those of them here assembled in Oslo, in Norway. We are in Oslo, in Norway, from where this live transmission is coming to you, irrespective of where you are in the world. We have taken taken a pledge from our new coordinator in South Africa, also from our people in the Mozambique, and also now in Pakistan. I used to like Pakistan so much, and I still do, because despite all the odds, they used to come out, especially the previous coordinators used to come out to work very, very hard. I do not know what happened. Betin Lebedim, that is his own jurisdiction. He runs Asia for us. Any decision he makes goes. We are asking you this very morning that our lines are open. We have a caller also on the other side as well. Let's go and take their call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Kingsley Eze. I'm calling from Nigeria, Abuja to be precise.
You're calling us from the capital of the zoo. Please go ahead.
Yeah, yes. Actually, I'm so glad today to reach you. I've tried severally. I've not been able to. But I'm one of the Biafrans who shares your view. And before I start speaking, I would like to pray or thank you for this move. As a growing man, I've always wished something like this happens. Because we cannot remain in this perpetual darkness, segregation, killing of our people. Then I begin to wonder what is the essence of life when you cannot be free. When you live in fear, it's better you are dead and resting in the grave instead. So from here, I have been wishing. I can see you guys in the diaspora are doing very well. Locally here, we are too scared, but not everybody. And I wish from this capital here, the kingdom of the zoo, we should have a congregation. I don't know how to go about it.
You can start. We have our people. Our people are there, but you can start one yourself and then merge it to the larger body later. I have said this to people. Wherever you are, you start. You don't even need permission. Wherever you are, you start an IPOB family. You start a Biafran family wherever you are, because Biafra is your country. You don't need anybody's permission to go and serve your country. Start organizing yourselves wherever you are in the world. That's what we're saying. So start in the area you are in Abuja. Start doing something. Start doing something now. Now, not tomorrow, not next tomorrow. Start immediately.
Yes, there's something I want to suggest. You see, in Nigeria, people are not this rich. Now, not everybody has the privilege of burning their MB to listen to the radio. Some do not even have the phone that has the facility. So I would suggest if we can have something like a normal pamphlet or cheap papers, magazine they can buy and read things about Biafra. You know,
if we do that,
get around.
Kingsley, if we do that, let me tell you what will happen. Any day we go into that, we know what we suffered with Eastern Pilot newspaper. Any day we do that, do you know that Eastern Pilot newspaper was published? Somebody came to the stand, say he's from SSS, and arrested the vendor. Locked up the vendor. They asked him, why are you locking up the vendor? He said it's to discourage him and other people from selling Eastern Pilot newspaper. So that tells you the mindset we have there. We are on satellite.
Yeah.
Satellite is not to people watch Chelsea and Liverpool and Man United on satellite. Radio Biafra is on satellite. So, yes, we're on satellite. People can go and get free-to-air, MyTV Strong, or any free-to-air, even DSTV. We have engineers now at home. They can customize your DSTV, and you receive Radio Biafra on DSTV decoder. So there is no more reason for people not to be receiving Radio Biafra on satellite. That's what we're trying to say. Because if we put up a 180-meter mast back home, the zoo will destroy it. It will cost us $150,000 to build. If we build a mast to go with the transmitter, they will destroy it and we start life all over again. We don't want that to happen. Not yet. What we are asking people to do is that we are on satellite. Radio Biafra is on satellite. People should avail themselves of that. And very, very soon, we are making very serious plans with our people in America. We are going to come on FM as well. So even when you're driving, you can at least listen to Radio Biafra also. So we are doing all these things, and that is why we need the support of those who can. We don't want to discourage those who cannot afford to contribute to what we are doing. We want everybody to come, but let those who can continue to support our efforts so that we can take this message even further into our territories and our lands. Yes.
Good. You are a rare type. A special type. You're unlike the known, today known Igbo man. And I pray that the almighty Chukwu Abiyama, and from Osoka, we call him the Chidoka Abiyama, will keep enriching your coast. You will grow from strength to strength to men, to a kind of man we've never seen. A Mandela type. I must tell you, I cannot understand how bad I feel when I see things the way it goes. I've been a victim of the Hausa Fulanis. They burnt down my house, almost burnt my family. I'm now in Abuja. I was formerly not doing very well. So the pain in my heart is so deep. I don't know. I'm planning something. I want to make a song that will say much about Biafra, what you are doing, everything. When I finish, I'll take call and know how I can pass it over so that it goes round. Because music can really touch people. It can go deep.
It can.
Whichever way I can help, if I have money, I will. But there's one thing I have that I will continue using, is the prayer.
Yes.
The prayer that comes from my heart.
Very
and I
important.
Know that the Almighty will definitely see your struggle, which is our struggle. True. So please, my director and a special person you are, please carry on.
You're very kind. I will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very, very kind. Even only the prayers that people pray for us is even enough. We can live on those prayers alone because there is God. There is Chukwu Abiyama. When people call and they are praying, that is why. Please, all coordinators, all zonal coordinators all over the world, because we are now in a zonal structure. Everybody is welcome to come and join us, please. We don't want people to be discouraged from joining us because we know it is important that people support what we are doing. We know that for sure. But we need the people to come. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The one on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning. Are you speaking with me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, go ahead. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
Okay, my name is Nicholas Akavoze. I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany, please go ahead.
So, I want to say good morning, Mr. Madarato.
Good morning.
Madicano.
Good morning.
And good morning, Biafra, all over the world. So my point of calling now is that I thought I'm not to get to speak with you this morning. So for this time all along, I've never get the chance. So my point of calling is that I'm talking when everybody is calling, I want to hear the point connecting of to have to move ahead of this second phase.
Yes.
This is what I'm trying to hear. So our job of restoration has done for 80%, which I'm aware. So now, and the rest 20%, according to your comment last time, remains for us, dear friends, who born on Biafra blood. So now I want to call all the coordinators all over the world, that we have heard and see what is happening now all over the world. Let us come back and think. And we have already shared the money that we're going to, each country is going to pay for this new resolution. Why now are we delaying? Why are we delaying? Hence, 80% have done and the remaining 20% for us to restore our our Biafra land. Now, I want to advise each and every one of us, all the coordinators, to work harder. If everybody is is donating, if everybody is just 100 euro every month, as of now, this model can be complete. Please, I want to advise everybody so that the end of annual for this year. I'm speaking now. I'm a member of Biafra in this year. While I'm living in Essen. So, and we have said that for our meeting that end of this month, the 350 euro is going to be complete. To see that we on the Dizarov, we have collected our money for those who was born in Biafra, who they have the part, who have the feeling that Biafra must go ahead to be restored. So I urge each and every one of us, all the directors, to serious and talk with all their members. I know that not all of or not everybody that is registered for this Biafra that is full member. Those that are full member, that's who brought their self, that will please let them try and see that they bring out their money. And the whole world, that is not that we just answer their Biafra, my Biafra, just like that. You are calling on the phone. We are talking different things. Let us talk the point of how are we going to see that this money come out. Yes. That is money. Look at 80% have done and remain 20%. Why can't we sit aside and take over it and break out our money and pay this 20% so that we can see what we are fighting for? There's no, because delay is dangerous. Please, I ask every Biafran all over the world to assist that this money, each country have their own amount that each of them will pay. And in Germany, each of us are paying 350 euros. So let us try and see how this money will come out and complete this 20%. Please, this one thing I'm trying to advise for each and every one of us. Thank you. My name again is Nicholas Akavez from Ozara in Oru West, local government area, Imo State, in Biafra land. Thank you, Mr. Carlo.
Thank you for your work. Thank you. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Akavez, thank you. What he's trying to say in essence is this. Our brothers all over the world are working very hard. Some of them, you don't know them. Very, very hard. They have gotten us the people that will give us the weapons. People are working hard. It's not everything we say on air. But I have to brief you because we don't hide anything here. They have had meetings with those that will supply us the weapons. And they are ready. If we give them the money or put it in the bank account where it's supposed to be, they will have the materials delivered to us before we then authorize the bank to issue the payment to them. In other words, we will receive the materials before we authorize for payments to be given to them. That is the 20% we're talking about. That is the money we're looking for. And with the Biafran army armed, then it's over for the zoo. Anything they want, we give them. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Yeah, good morning, dear friends all over the world. My name is Benjamin Ndokobo Kereke from Oru West in Imo land. I'm from Ubelembudi in Imo land.
Thank you.
Imo State from Biafra land.
Yes.
The zona coordinator of Leeds. I'm calling this morning, please, to update our members in Leeds about our meeting today. Our meeting today is 4 p.m. 4 p.m., please. I urge all indigenous people of Biafra residing in Leeds to please attend this meeting today. It is very important that we all attend this meeting. Please inform your friends and well-wishers that they will be having a meeting at 4 p.m. today at number 7 Ingram Close, Leeds. Postcode is LS119SP, Lima Sierra 119 Sierra Bravo. Please, phone number to contact is 07474892489. Please endeavor to come on time. Thank you and God bless you. God bless you, Director. God bless you, dear friends all over the world. Peace. Our main agenda today is to discuss how we can raise more funds for our struggle. Please try as much as you could to please attend this meeting. Please, the last caller that called from Germany, from Ozara. Please, if director, if you don't mind, to pass my number to him, Benjamin. I'm from Ungudi, which where he come from as well. I would like to speak with him. Please, if you don't mind.
I'll do so. I'll do so. We are one family, please. And we are uniting each other. You can only point out who your relatives are. I shall point you to also your own flesh and blood who is in Germany. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Keep working hard.
We have no choice. We have to work very, very hard. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you for that. Our people are also meeting in Leeds as well. We are everywhere in the world, all doing one thing, trying to propagate this very message, working very hard to ensure that the kingdom of God is restored upon this very earth. And as everyone knows, since our hands are clean, we don't steal, we don't cheat, and we don't lie. There is no way that Biafra will not come, because only Chukwu Abiama can see in the dark and also during the day. If I am not speaking the truth, God will kill me. I will be struck dead. That is my prayer in secret and out in the open. But if I am speaking the truth, Chukwu Abiama, for your name to be worshipped forever, for your own children to hold on to the very belief that you do not fail, then Biafra will come under our watch. Very simple. It's a very simple deal. Very, very straightforward. That we made with Chukwu Abiama. Very, very straightforward deal. Are our hands clean? Yes. If they are not, then you will kill us. We are not trying to go through Jesus Christ because he is merciful. That is, Pentecostal will say, this is the time of grace. No. We go to Chukwu Abiama direct. The only entity worthy to be praised. Only Chukwu Abiama is worthy to be praised. If our hands are clean, give us Biafra. If not, you destroy us. Simple. There is no in between. It is either black or white, either darkness or light. We do not believe in gray areas, no. Only God can see our hearts, even when we are alone. Chukwu Abiama, in the open we declare it. When you have looked at our hearts, when there are no more person around or people around, what do you see? Do you see people who are working diligently in all honesty, giving all that they have towards the restoration of your kingdom? Is that correct? If the answer is correct, then you give us Biafra. If the answer is no, then you eliminate us. Simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue to do this very work. The time now is approximately a minute and a few seconds to 10 a.m. here in the morning. We are in Oslo, in Norway. And to Chukwu Abiama is why we do what we do. I am going to close this program this morning by praying to God, by asking Chukwu Abiama that he must remember his promise to our ancestors, not to us. Remember your own word. And because your word doesn't change, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You gave us one simple assignment. Will you recognize me as your Lord and your God to worship forever and ever? And we said yes. But somewhere along the line, we fell by the wayside. We have been punished and are still being punished by those that surround us, those that despise us, those that hate us, those that wish to see our demise, those that came and took the resources from our land, those that do not want us to emerge as a free people. We acknowledge all these punishments and we say that we are deserving of it. But we also remind you, O Lord of hosts, that we are your children. You made us in your image. We worship you with the names we give our children. Our villages bear testimony by virtue of their names to your magnificence and your glory, O God. Therefore, why would you seek our destruction? The prayers we offer to you in secret is what we proclaim openly today, as we are in this very land in Oslo, in Norway, seeking the face of those you have sent to come and help us. That you will, as always, never abandon this very quest. That you will remember the promise you made, because we have proclaimed that you are God, that there is no other God before you. That we kneel, we bow down before your holy name, your magnificence and your presence we shall uphold and lift up for the entirety of mankind to accept that indeed, you, Chukwu Abiama, is God. Therefore, you will bless this very endeavor. You will give us Biafra, that mankind may know that indeed you are our God, that we called upon you in public and you answered us. If Biafra doesn't come, people will doubt if indeed there is God. But we know you exist, and we ask you to come and manifest your majesty in this present time that we're in. The best way to do that is for Biafra to come. That is why we pray. That is why we plead. That is why we say that every honor and glory shall belong only to your holy name, because you are God. Now and forever. He said, that is Radio Biafra Morning Presentation. In the next few hours, we shall be convening again at the hall where our conference shall begin. We are very proud because we are the children of God, direct from heaven. We make no apologies to anybody about that. Thank you very much for listening. And I must tell you that this Biafra we talk about is more than a political process. Biafra is not just about the creation or the restoration of a country. Biafra also is the kingdom of heaven upon this very earth. Biafra is the only place where Chukwu Abiama will be worshipped in truth and honesty by his own children. Therefore, bringing the abundance of grace to the continent of Africa that have perpetually lived in darkness, because we represent the light. That is why this Biafra is a religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we will continue to worship, because only Chukwu Abiama is God. Chukwu Abiama, the Lord of hosts, the maker of the heavens and the earth, upon whose name everything bows in submission. He will guide, sustain, nurture, keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good morning from Oslo, Norway.